Hello there.
Hello. Hello. Carol's husband.
I am.
Hello,
nice
I'm Emma. Nice to meet you. This is my dad, Mike.
How are you?
So you two have met before, but maybe
I can't remember. It must
a few
be
decades ago.
That
long ago.
6 hours away, anyway.
So Carol, you've got a photo album here.
Yeah.
This is great-grandma Amelia.
I've never seen a photograph of Amelia.
That's Frederick.
So these
William
are the names that, when you heard the piece on the radio, these are the people, these are the faces to the names.
Well, it started off, you mentioned Hilda Lana. Well, Auntie Hilda, I thought I'd listened a bit more. And then you came up with Ernest Lucan. Ears are pricking at that, shouting at my husband, come and listen quick. It was only by chance I put the radio on. I was just doing the tea and put it on for 10 minutes.
And then you realise you were listening to one of your relatives.
Yes, I got excited then.
So we've both, between us, got two very similar but slightly different looking family trees
That's
drawn
right
up.
He's gone back right to 1715. He's gone right down to our mutual great-grandfather, Frederick, born 1870.
So my great-grandmother, or Dad's grandmother, was a sister of your grandfather.
Yes.
So what does that make? So many times removed or so many distant cousins?
No idea.
But in the 1881 census, Frederick and Samuel and his family are living in the house that I've got a picture that still stands now.
This photograph, because this is a UPVC front door that I can
this
see on this.
This is current. This house is still here in Armour Place.
Pinched this off Google Earth or something?
This is from Google Street View.
Oh, okay. So this is a photograph you recognise. So this, I'm looking at this, not knowing who this is, but I can see kind of graying gentleman with a moustache and
is that Frederick Duker?
Frederick.
Yes, my mum described him as a small man. Walked very quickly, had an allotment off the Cannock Road.
This I can almost see, family resemblance there in the eyes.
That gentleman.
If we take ourselves back to at some point maybe in the 1960s, you have met before.
Both Mum and I can remember that one of your brother or sister couldn't say Michael, but
that
called
was
you Cockle.
My elder sister called me Cockle. Cockle. Yes.
So, Dad, this is a secret nickname, Cockle, that we've kept hidden for a few years.
I tried to bury it.
I don't want to remember it.
Amelia was there, my great-grandmother, and I would go in and play cards and talk to her. We know she was adopted, given away at birth to a family in Wolverhampton from a family in Hockley in Birmingham. But we don't know why she was given away.
So it's just a family mystery.
Yeah.
You see, you played cards with her. I played cards with her. But I played strip jack naked with her. And I used to hide the jacks under the settee to cheat. And years afterwards, she said to me, I know you used to hide the jacks.
I've always had quite a powerful impression of her.
She used to be very robust, although she was only little soul.
Did she drive a car at an early age? I mean, it was not fashionable for females.
So there's rebellious women back in the family, Dad.
Mm. Yes.